Pope Benedict XVI called for prayers for an end of wars and for Europe to safeguard its Christian heritage yesterday during his one-day visit to the birthplace of Western monasticism in Mount Cassino, Italy. Sean Patrick Lovett has this report.
Yesterday evening, just before returning to the Vatican, Pope Benedict XVI visited the Polish cemetery at Monte Cassino to pay homage to all the military forces from diverse nations who gave valiant witness and lost their lives during one of the most decisive and destructive battles of 1944, a battle that also resulted in the destruction of the Abbey of Monte Cassino and the surrounding town.
In this place, as so many lost their lives in the battles that were fought during the Second World War, we pray especially for the souls of the fallen, commending them to God's infinite mercy, and we pray for an end to the wars that continue to afflict our world.
At the seminary, the Pope lit a candle and prayed that God give today's victims of war the strength of invincible hope, the courage of daily actions of peace.
Gracias hazimus tibi, Domine Deus omnipotens.
Earlier, the Holy Father made a personal pilgrimage to the Abbey of Monte Cassino for evening prayer with the community of monks. There he noted how all Benedictine monasteries carry the word Pax, peace, at their entrances, and appeal to all Christians to be witnesses to peace everywhere.
Benedetto fu esempio luminoso di santità.
The Pope also spoke of St. Benedict, the father of Western monasticism and a patron saint of Europe. He called for St. Benedict's spiritual example to help people who live on this continent of Europe to remain true to their Christian roots and to work towards a Europe of unity and solidarity, founded on the search for justice and peace. During Mass on Sunday morning, with the faithful of the Diocese of Cassino, Pope Benedict XVI marked the feast of our Lord's Ascension.
From the heights of this mountain, we contemplate with joy our recent ascended Lord, who has taken his seat in heaven at the right hand of the Father. Where he is gone, we hope to follow.
Recalling the Benedictine motto, prayer, labor, and learning, he spoke out for all those who have lost their jobs or who are otherwise suffering from the current economic crisis.
Esprimo la mia solidarietà a quanti vivono in una precarietà preoccupante.
The Pope expressed solidarity with all those who live in a concerning position of economic instability, to the workers who have been forced to work part-time or those who have been made redundant. He called on public authorities and business leaders to find a solution to unemployment, and he urged young people struggling to find their first job not to lose hope. The Church, he said, will not abandon you.
La Chiesa non vi abbandona.
In his Regina Caeli address, Pope Benedict also drew attention to another important anniversary, marked on May 24th, when from the land of St. Benedict he launched a message for the Church in China.
Si celebra la giornata di preghiera per la Chiesa in Cina.
May 24th, he said, is the liturgical memorial of Our Lady, Help of Christians, who is venerated with great devotion at the sanctuary of Shishan in Shanghai. May the 24th is also the day we celebrate the World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. My thoughts, said the Holy Father, go to all the people of China, in particular to the Catholics in China, whom he urged to renew their commitment to faith in Christ and fidelity to the successor of St. Peter. May 24th, he said, is the liturgical memorial of Our Lady, Help of Christians, who is venerated with great devotion at the sanctuary of Shishan in Shanghai. May the 24th is also the day we celebrate the World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. My thoughts, said the Holy Father, go to all the people of China, in particular to the Catholics in China, whom he urged to renew their commitment to faith in Christ and fidelity to the successor of St. Peter.
May God pour out his blessings upon all of you and upon your loved ones at home.